Good morning, church.
Tere hommikust, kogudus.
I want to thank you for that song. I didn't understand a word, but it sounded really good.
Ma tahan tänada selle laulu eest. Ma ei küll saanud üheski sõnast aru, aga see oli kena.
I tell you, Estonian is even worse than Finnish.
Ma võin öelda, et eesti keel on isegi hullem kui soome keel.
I just don't hear anything that I recognize.
Ei kuulnud mitte midagi, millest ma oleksin midagi ära tundnud.
But it doesn't matter because a smile is the same in every language. So.
Aga see pole ka oluline, sest naeratus on igas keeles sama.
This morning I want to talk to you about joy.
Tahan täna hommikul teile rääkida rõõmust.
You know, we like being around people who are joyful.
Meile meeldib olla nende inimeste seas, kes on rõõmsad.
I think if you had a choice between someone who was smiling quite a lot.
Ma usun, et kui teil oleks valik olla selle juures, kes naeratab palju.
Or someone who looks like they're eating a lemon.
Või selle hulgas, kes näeb välja, nagu ta oleks söönud ära sidruni.
I'm sure we would be attracted to the person who's smiling.
Siis ma usun, et me oleksime pigem tõmmatud selle poole, kes naeratab.
Now one thing I've never understood is how a Christian can be grumpy all the time.
Ma ei saa, üks asi, millest ma aru ei saa, on kuidas saab kristlane olla kogu aeg halvas tujus.
It seems to me more like an oxymoron.
See on nagu oxymoron.
Now that I understood.
Sellest ma saan aru.
Like plastic glass.
Nagu plastmassist klaas.
Or brilliantly dumb.
Või geniaalselt rumal.
It's really difficult for me to understand that someone who has accepted God.
Minu jaoks on väga raske mõista, et kui keegi, kes on Jumala vastu võtnud.
Has a walk with God.
Jumalaga koos kõnnib.
Can be grumpy for a long time.
Võib olla pikemat aega halvas tujus.
Now let me be quick to say that I am not talking about sorrow.
Ma tahan teile rõhutada, et ma ei räägi teile kurbusest.
And I'm not talking about sadness.
Ma ei räägi teile tõelisest kurvastusest.
Because unfortunately things happen in our lives.
Sest kahjuks meie elus juhtub asju.
And I'm also not suggesting to you that you walk around with a fake smile on your face all the time.
Ja ma ei soovita teil kõndida ringi näol võlts naeratus kogu aeg.
You know, sometimes you meet people and they're smiling all the time and then you hear about a lot of tragedy going on.
Mõnikord me näeme inimesi, kes naeratavad kogu aeg ja me kuuleme, et nendega on seotud tragöödia.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Ma ei räägi sellest.
But I'm talking about a basic attitude that we have as people.
Aga ma räägin põhimõttelisest suhtumisest, mis meil inimestel on.
The way we carry ourselves every day.
See, kuidas me oleme igal päeval.
Let me ask you, if people were to characterize you, what would they say about you?
Ma küsin, et kui inimesed peaksid teid iseloomustama, mis nad siis sinu kohta ütleksid?
Do they see you living a life of joy?
Kas nad näevad, et sa elavad rõõmsat elu?
A life of peace, a life of rest?
Rahu, puhkuse elu.
Or do they see someone who has no hope for today, let alone hope for tomorrow?
Võivad näevad kedagi, kellel pole lootus tänaseks ega mitte ka homseks päevaks.
Which attitude do you think would attract people to the gospel of Jesus?
Mis te arvate, milline suhtumine tõmbab inimesi rohkem evangeeliumi juurde?
Think about it.
Mõelge selle peale.
Would anybody want to become a Christian if all they ever see are grumpy people?
Kas keegi tahaks saada kristlaseks, kui ainus, mis nad näevad, on halvastujus inimesed?
Can you imagine someone with a really long face saying, you know, the gospel is absolutely amazing?
Kas te kujutate ette, kui keegi on väga pika näoga, ütleb, et evangeelium on vaimustav?
Do you think that would attract people to the gospel?
Kas see kutsuks inimesi evangeeliumi juurde?
They would probably say, well, if I'm as cheerful as you, no thank you.
Nad ütleksid ilmselt, et kui see on sama rõõmus kui sina, siis ei. Aitäh.
My purpose today is to encourage you to have an attitude of joy.
Minu eesmärk täna teil on julgustada teil võtma vastu rõõmas suhtumine.
And by joy I don't mean happiness.
Ja rõõmu all ma ei mõtle õnne.
Because happiness actually sometimes has to do with your circumstances.
Õnn on teinekord seotud olukordadega.
Because joy is an inward attitude.
Sest rõõm on sisemine suhtumine.
That has God as its object.
Mille objektiks on Jumal.
And as its source.
Ja mille allikaks on samuti Jumal.
It's much deeper than happiness.
See on palju sügavam kui
lihtsalt
tunne.
You can even see it when people are having pain in their lives.
Sest seda võid näha isegi siis, kui inimeste elus on valu.
Because they're not putting all their effort into the pain, but into the joy of God.
Sest nad ei rõhuta mitte selle valu, vaid olla rõõmus Jumalas.
So let's look at three areas of joy.
Vaatame kolme rõõmu valdkonda.
First, joy in the Lord.
Esiteks rõõm Issandas.
And that is of course having God as your source and object.
See on see, kui Jumal on sinu rõõmu objekt ja allikas.
If we focus on God, it's actually quite easy to have a lot of joy in your life.
Kui me keskendume Jumalale, siis on väga lihtne omada palju rõõmu elus.
Listen to what David says in Psalms 28 verse 7.
Kuulame, mida ütleb Taavet salmis 28 7. Issand on mu tugevus ja mu kilp. Tema peale lootis mu süda ja ma sain abi. Sellepärast ilutseb mu süda ja ma tänan teda oma lauluga.
You know, if you think about all that God has done in your life.
Kui te mõtlete kõige selle peale, mida Jumal on sinu elus teinud.
Securing our salvation.
Tagades meile päästa.
Offering us a full and abundant life.
Pakkudes meile rikkaliku ja külluslikku elu.
It can help us a lot to experience that joy that I'm talking about.
See aitab meil kogeda seda rõõmu, millest me räägime.
When we read the promises that he's given to us in the Bible.
Kui me loeme tõotusi, mis ta on meile Piiblis annud.
We quite often realize we don't deserve any of it.
Siis päris tihti me mõistame, et me ei vääri midagi neist.
But God has given to us anyway.
Aga Jumal annab neid meile ikkagi.
He has gone above and beyond the call of duty.
Ta läheb kaugemale sellest, kui kutsuda meid ainult olema kohusetundlikud.
By letting his son die for us.
Lubades oma pojal surra meie eest.
Rejoice.
Rõõmustada.
Because not only has he given us breath for today.
Ta ei ole mitte ainult annud meile elu hinguse tänaseks päevaks.
Actually the Bible tells us that we've been given every spiritual joy from God.
Piibel ütleb, et iga vaimulik rõõm tuleb tegelikult
and he's
Jumalast.
And he's promised to be active in our lives.
Ja ta on lubanud olla meie elus aktiivne.
Because we serve a great and awesome and mighty God.
Sest me teenime võimsat vägevat Jumalat.
I read this little rhyme and it's not about the rhyme, it's about the words.
Ma lugesin kord ühe luuletuse. Asi pole mitte riimides, vaid selle sisus.
Said the robin to the sparrow.
Punarind ütles varblasele.
I should really like to know.
Ma tahaksin tõesti teada.
Why these anxious human beings rush around and hurry so?
Miks need murelikud inimesed nii palju kiirustavad?
Said the sparrow to the robin.
Vastas varblane punarinnale.
Friend, I think it must be.
Sõben, ma arvan, et see on seepärast.
That they have no heavenly father such as cares for you and me.
Et neil pole taevast isa, kes hoolitseb sinu ja minu eest.
We need to join King David in leaping for joy for the Lord.
Me peame ühinema kuningas Taavetiga, et hüpata rõõmust Jumala ees.
And then we look at joy in our salvation.
Siis me vaatame rõõmu päästest.
This is really hard to explain unless you've experienced it for yourself.
Seda on väga raske kirjeldada, kui sa pole seda just ise kogenud.
Now I grew up in an Adventist church.
Mina kasvasin üles Advent koguduses.
My mother was an Adventist, my father was not.
Minu ema oli Adventist, minu isa ei olnud.
And I wanted to get baptized when I was 12.
Mina tahtsin saada ristitud, kui ma olin 12 aastane.
And my mother said, no, you're not ready.
Mu ema ütles, ei, sa ei ole valmis.
I asked at 13 and 14 and finally at 15 she said, yes, you can get baptized.
Ma palusin seda 13 aastaselt 14 aastasena ja viimaks 15 aastasena ütles, et olgu.
And I was really happy.
Ja ma olin väga õnnelik.
But my mother was right.
Aga mu emal oli õigus.
Because I got baptized for all the wrong reasons.
Sest ma sain ristitud valedel põhjustel.
I actually got baptized because I wanted to belong to the church, not because I wanted to give my life to God, actually.
Ma tahtsin saada ristitud, et kuuluda kogudusse, mitte sellepärast, et eelkõige anda oma elu Jumalale.
And then when I was 32 years old, I went to a conference.
Ja siis, kui ma olin 32-aastane, läksin ma konverentsile.
See how long it sometimes can take for you to understand what God has done.
Näete, kui palju vahel võtab aega, et mõista, mida Jumal on teinud sinu jaoks.
And I went to a workshop about grace.
Ma läksin ühte töötuppa, mis rääkis armust.
And I felt so ashamed because it was the first time I actually understood what God had done for me.
Ja ma olin nii imastanud, et ma esimest korda sain tõeliselt aru, mida Jumal on minu heaks teinud.
And that workshop changed my life.
Ja see töötuba muutis minu elu.
I was no longer baptized into the church. I was baptized because I wanted to belong to God.
Ma ei olnud enam ristitud kogudusse, ma olin ristitud, sest ma tahtsin kuuluda Jumalale.
It finally dawned on me what God had done for me personally.
Ma sain viimaks aru, mida Jumal on isiklikult minu
And
heaks
when
teinud.
You think about that, you cannot help but be changed.
Ja kui te selle peale mõtlete, siis te ei saa teistmoodi kui muutute.
And God's been very kind to me to remind me again and again of what he's done for me.
Ja Jumal on väga lahke, ta on pidevalt mulle meenutanud seda, mida ta on teinud mulle.
And it never gets tiring.
Ja see ei muutu kunagi väsitavaks.
Because when I reflect on how I was living my life and what I was doing, I really needed God in my life.
Sest kui ma tagantjärgile mõtlen, kuidas ma elasin ja mida ma tegin, siis ma tõesti vajasin Jumalat.
And I tell you, when you really realize what God has done, you cannot go without being a happy person.
Ja ma ütlen teile, et kui te tõesti mõistate, mida Jumal on teile teinud,
a joyful person, a person who sees God in most things.
Siis te ei saa olla teisiti, kui olla rõõmus inimene, kes näeb, kuidas Jumal tegutseb.
Because dying for us means that we have hope.
Sest meie suremne tähendab seda, et meil on lootus.
In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, it says, if only for this life we would have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
Esimese korintlaste 15:19 ütleb, kui me loodame Kristuse peale üksnes selles elus, siis me oleme kõigist inimestest armetumad.
But guess what?
Aga teate mida?
We don't need to be pitied.
Me ei pea olema armetud.
Instead, we can rejoice in the salvation that God has given us.
Me võime rõõmustada päästest, mille Jumal on meile annud.
And it's yours and mine if we trust in him.
Ja see on meie oma, kui me teda usaldame.
And then I'd like to look at joy in living.
Ja siis ma tahan vaadata rõõmu elamises.
This is just a basic outlook in life.
See on selline suhtumine ellu.
I love the text, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Mulle meeldib see tekst, mis ütleb, et see on see päev, mille Issand on teinud.
Let us be glad and rejoice in it.
Rõõmustame sellest.
Now a lot of people use this just for the Sabbath, but to be honest, this is like every day.
Paljud inimesed kasutavad seda hingamispäeva puhul, kuid olgem ausad, see tegelikult mõjutab iga päeva.
But I must say that some mornings it's not as easy as it sounds.
Aga ma pean ütlema, et mõnel hommikul ei ole see nii lihtne, nagu
We
see tundub.
We all live very stressful lives.
Me elame kõik stressirohket elu.
Things happen.
Ja asjad juhtuvad.
Once an elderly customer was leaving a shop.
Üks kord lahkus üks vanemas eas klient poest.
And the shopkeeper said, have a good day.
Ja poepidaja ütles, head päeva sulle.
And when he looked back, the old man answered,
Ja kui see vanamees vaatas tagasi, siis ta vastas.
When you're my age, they're all good days.
Kui sa oled minu elus, siis on kõik päevad head.
Because this man had understood the attitude thing.
Mees mõistis suhtumise küsimust.
There's a Scottish preacher, Alexander White.
On üks šoti jutlustaja, Alexander White.
And he always expressed thanks to God.
Ja ta väljendas alati oma tänu Jumala suhtes.
Every prayer he started with thanks to God.
Iga palve, mida ta alustas, oli alustatud koos tänuga Jumalale.
And one cold and miserable day.
Ja ühel külmal ja kehval päeval.
The people thought, what can he say to thank God for, because it's a terrible day.
Inimesed mõtlesid, et millest ta küll täna Jumalat tänab, sest et see on kohutav päev.
And he began his prayer by saying, we thank thee, Lord.
Ja ta alustas oma palved sõnadega, me täname sind, Issand.
That is not always like this.
Et alati ei ole selline päev.
This makes the point, let us look for things to be grateful for.
See näitab seda mõtet, et me peaksime otsima neid asju, millest olla tänulikud.
Now, I came to Estonia and I flew with Ryanair.
Ma tulin Eestisse, ma lendasin Ryanairiga.
Now, I don't like Stansted Airport in London.
Mulle ei meeldi London Stanstedi lennujaam.
So already somebody picked me up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Keegi korjas mind peale kell 4 hommikul.
That doesn't start your day off very well when you have to get up that early.
Ja see ei ole hea algus päevale, kui sa pead tõesti nii vara alustama.
So I was thinking to myself, oh, poor me.
Ma mõtlesin vaene mina.
But I got to the airport.
Aga ma jõudsin lennujaama.
And I had to check in my baggage.
Ja siis ma pidin oma pagasi ära andma.
There were queues and queues and queues. Oh, it was just so.
Seal olid kohutavalt pikad järjekorrad.
And just as I came up.
Ja siis kui mina tulin.
The woman closed and gave me a new one and put my baggage through immediately.
Siis üks naine avas uue tee ja ma sain minna läbi ja kohe oma pagas ära anda.
Because the other thing was full.
Sest et teine rida oli juba täis.
And I sort of said, thank you, Lord, this is amazing because I don't like Stansted. Wow.
Ja mõtlesin, et tänan issand, see on imeline, sest mulle ei meeldi Stansted.
Then I came to passport.
Siis tuli passikontroll.
Well, not passport, the thing where you show all your baggage.
Turvakontroll, kus sa näitad oma kohvreid.
Same thing happened. They closed a gate. I went in and I was number 4 and I was through before I knew it.
Sama asi juhtus, et nad sulgesid ühe koha ja avasid teise ja ma olin läbi enne, kui asi sai alatagi.
It's these little things that can make your life just having giving a different attitude.
Sellised väiksed asjad võivad anda sinu elule teistsuguse suhtumise.
Because it helps you.
Sest need aitavad sind.
When we focus on God.
Kui me keskendume Jumalale.
Closely tied to joy.
Rõõmuga on tihedalt seotud.
Are the fruits of the Spirit.
Vaimu viljad.
If we go to Galatians 5, verse 23 and 22 and 23, we read about the fruits of the Spirit.
Kui me avame Galaatlaste kirja 5. peatüki salmid 22 ja 23, siis me loeme vaimu viljast. Aga vaimuvili on armastus, rõõm, rahu, pikk meel, lahkus, headus, ustavus, tasadus, enesevalitsus. Millegi niisuguse vastu ei ole seadus.
Now before we get into this section,
enne kui me selle lõigu juurde läheme,
I would like to say something.
Tahaksin teile midagi öelda.
The fruits of the Spirit are actually a measure, if you will.
Vaimuvili on nagu mõõdupuu.
Of our walk with God.
Mis näitab meie kõndi Jumalaga.
What impact are we allowing God to make in our lives?
Millist mõju me lubame Jumalal meie elule avaldada?
If we are not showing the fruits of the Spirit,
kui me ei näita vaimu vilja,
we are not really walking the way God wants us to walk.
Siis me ei kõnni nii, nagu Jumal tahaks, et me kõnniksime.
And actually our relationship with God is less than it should be.
Ja meie suhe Jumalaga on kehvem, kui see peaks olema.
Now we're going to focus on 4 of the fruits.
Me keskendume tänale neljale viljale.
The first one is love.
Esiteks on armastus.
In John 13:34 it says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you.
Johannese 13:34 annab teada, ma annan teile uue käsu, armastage üksteist, nagu mina olen teid armastanud.
And verse 35.
Sellest tunnevad kõik, et te olete minu jüngrid, kui teil on armastus ise keskis.
Why is love so hard for Christians to practice?
Miks on armastus midagi nii keerulist kristlastel praktiseerida?
It's hard for them to practice it towards each other sometimes in church.
Teinekord on seda raske üksteise vastu näidata kirikus.
Some people are probably think something happened in their lives that made them think love was not to be shared.
Mõnikord mõned inimesed arvavad, et elus on juhtunud asju, et armastus ei ole midagi, mida jagada.
Or they haven't developed in that area.
Või nad ei ole seda veel välja arendanud.
Whatever it is, it's not good.
Üks kõik, mis see põhjus ka poleks, see
Because
ei ole hea.
Remember, we reflect Christ.
Sest meenutage, meie peegeldame Kristust.
When we love each other here in church.
Kui me armastame siin üksteist koguduses.
And our neighbors and people that we work with.
Oma naabreid ja inimesi, kellega me koos töötame.
We're actually showing Christ to people.
Siis me näitame inimestele Kristust.
And don't ever get the thought that we don't need to love.
Ja ära kunagi mõtle niimoodi, et me ei pea armastama kedagi.
And to love someone who doesn't deserve it.
Kedagi, kes seda ei vääri.
Because be honest, none of us deserve love that Jesus gave us.
Sest olgem ausad, keegi ei vääri seda armastust, mida Jeesus meile
suhtes andis. We've been given it free of charge.
See anti meile tasuta.
And then we're looking at patience.
Ja siis vaatame kannatlikkust.
And I can just hear some of you saying, okay, Claire, get on with it, we want it to finish now.
Ja võibolla mõned ütlevad, okei, liigume edasi, me tahame, et asi saaks läbi juba.
Because patience is one of those things which a lot of people are lacking.
Kannatlikkus on midagi sellist, mida paljudel inimestel puudub.
Including me, actually, it's one of my worst ones.
Kaasarutud mina, see on üks minu hullemaid asju.
When I'm in a hurry, I don't have a lot of patience. I've really got to work on this one.
Kui ma kiirustan, siis mul ei ole üldse kannatlikkust ja ma pean selle kallal töötama.
You know, we have to wait for our food in a restaurant and then we're in a hurry.
Kui me peame ootama toidukohas toitu ja ma olen kiire.
And we get impatient at traffic lights.
Me muutume kannatamatuks liikluses.
At a bank line.
Või pangajärjekorras.
Now, when I was still living in Holland,
kui ma elasin veel Hollandis,
I had to go and get a passport.
Ja siis ma pidin saama endale passi.
And in Holland everything is arranged, so when you walk in, you pull a number and then your number comes and then you can go.
Hollandis on kõik organiseeritud niimoodi, et kui sa astud kui sisse, siis sa saad numbri ja siis ootad oma numbrit.
So I pulled my number.
Nii et ma sain oma numbri.
And they were working on number 47.
Ja see oli number 47.
And I had number 98.
Aga minu number oli 94.
So what did I do? I thought, oh.
Nii et mida ma teen? Ma mõtlesin.
This is going to take all day.
See võtab aega terve päeva.
After me.
Peale mind.
An older man walked in.
Tuli üks vanem mees.
Oh, he said, look at all these people.
Vaata, nii palju inimesi.
Isn't this fantastic?
Kas see pole fantastiline?
And the girl behind the desk said, oh, can I get you a chair?
Ja tüdruk leti taga ütles, et kas ma võin teile tuua tooli.
Can I get you a cup of coffee? Because in Holland everyone drinks coffee.
Kas ma võin teile tuua tassi kohvi, sest Hollandis kõik joovad kohvi.
And I thought, if I had walked in that way, that could have been me.
Ja ma mõtlesin, et kui mina oleksin sellise suhtumisega sisse astunud, siis
instead
oleksin suunud
of being like everyone else,
mitte nii nagu kõik teised,
who complained,
kes kaebasid.
When we display our impatience,
kui me näitame oma kannatamatust,
how do you think that reflects when we're trying to be a good Christian?
Kuidas see paistab välja, kui me proovime olla head kristlased?
Not very well.
Mitte väga hästi.
Remember, God is patient with you and we need to be patient with others.
Pidage meeles, et Jumal on kannatlik sinuga ja sina pead olema kannatlik teistega.
The last two gifts I just want to look at are kindness and gentleness.
Viimased kaks vilja, millest ma tahan rääkida, on lahkus ja tasadus.
Really, is there any need to talk about this?
Kas me peame tõesti sellest rääkima?
If we disagree with someone,
kui me ei ole kellegagi nõus,
do we approach them in a sweet spirit?
Kas me läheneme neile siis ilusasti?
Or do we plot until we can really let them have it at the right moment for you?
Või me mõtleme endas välja, kuidas me saaksime neile õigesti nagu tagasi teha.
In Christian love, of course.
Loomulikult kristliku armastusega.
Some Christians just can't wait to give people what they deserve.
Mõned kristlased ei suuda ära oodata, millal nad saavad anda inimestele seda, mida nad on väärt.
Rather than forgive, they start an account of bitterness.
Selle asemel, et andestada, hakkavad nad pidema kibestuse aruannet.
And they make a deposit every time. Oh, they did this. Oh, they did that.
Iga kord, kui keegi midagi teeb, siis nad panevad kõik arvele, et tegi seda ja tegi toda.
Until the time comes when they confront that person.
Kuni tuleb aeg, mill nad astuvad vastu sellele inimesele.
And then watch out.
Ja siis vaadake ette.
You know, I went to a church in Holland many years.
Palju aega tagasi ma olin ühes kirikus Hollandis.
And two young girls had actually didn't get along, they had a fight.
Kahel noorel neiul oli omavahel tüli, nad ei saanud omavahel hästi läbi.
And the two mothers got involved.
Ja nende kaks ema osalesid sellest tülis.
The girls became best friends again.
Ja nendest tüdrukutest saavad parimad sõbrad.
And the mothers never talked to each other again in church.
Ja emad ei rääkinud omavahel kunagi enam selles kirikus.
Every week they sat in church and made sure they didn't pass each other.
Igal hingamispäeval käisin nad kirikus ja tegid kindlaks, et nad ei puutuks üksteisega kokku.
Let me assure you, this is not a good prescription for healthy relationships of any kind.
Lubage teile kinnitada, et see ei ole hea suhte retsept.
It only makes restoration and forgiveness harder.
See teeb ainult suhete taastamise ja annestuse keerulisemaks.
I have this really good saying in English that says you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Inglise keeles on üks hea ütlemine, et meega saab rohkem kärbseid kui jäädikaga.
And really that should be hanging in all our homes.
Ja selline loosung peaks olema meie kõikide kodus.
We need to practice kindness and gentleness.
Me peame harjutama lahkust ja tasadust.
And just watch how people come to you, because when you are that way, people like to be around you.
Vaadake, kuidas inimesed on, et kui te olete niimoodi, siis inimesed tahavad olla teie keskel.
The Church of Jesus Christ needs to shine.
Jeesuse Kristuse kogudus peab särama.
Because actually what the world needs are people who are kind, who are gentle, who are patient, who are loving.
Sest maailm vajab inimesi, kes on armastavad, kannatlikud, lahked ja tasased.
Do you know why a lot of cults actually work?
Kas te teate, miks palju selliseid sekte töötavad?
Quite often the people don't even know what the cult stands for.
Väga tihti inimesed üldse ei tea, et mis on nagu nende põhimõtted.
But they are accepted without any reservations, and that's why cults grow.
Aga neid võetakse vastu ilma igasugust reservatsioonideta ja sellepärast need liikumised kasvavad.
So how much more should we as the Church of Jesus Christ be showing this kind of love to people all around us?
Kui palju siis enam meie kui Jeesuse Kristuse kogudus peaksime näitama armastus inimestele meie ümber?
So how do we bring all of this into practice?
Kuidas me saame selle kõik viia reaalsusesse?
Firstly, at your work.
Esiteks tööjuures.
How do you treat your employers?
Kuidas sa töötad oma töötajaid? Oma tööandjaid?
Do you see them with respect or with derision?
Kas sa suhtud nendesse austusega või eelarvamusega?
And if you're an employer, how do you treat your employees?
Ja kui sa oled tööandja, siis kuidas sa suhtud oma töötajatesse?
Do you look down on them?
Kas sa vaatad nendele ülevalt alla?
Lording it over them?
Mängid isandat.
Yeah, being the boss.
Yeah.
Because really, we're not the boss, we're actually also part of God's kingdom.
Sest tegelikult meie ole isandad, vaid meie oleme osa Jumala kuningriigist.
Do you complain about co-workers, employers or employees?
Kas sa kaevad oma töökaaslaste või tööandja või töötajate üle?
Especially behind their back.
Eriti nende selja taga.
You know, one of the things that we don't always realize is that people are watching us all the time.
Üks asi, mida me võibolla ei mõista või endale aru ei anna, on see, et inimesed vaatavad meid kogu aeg.
And sometimes we don't even realize it.
Mõnikord me isegi ei mõista seda.
When I was working, I worked for the Shell oil company for quite a while.
Ma töötasin mõni aeg Shelli nafta kompaniis.
And I had been there for quite a while.
Ja ma olin seal olnud mõnda aega.
And one of the men, I was the only woman there, the rest were all men.
Ma olin seal ainuke naine, kõik ülened olid mehed.
And one morning one of the men said after the weekend, what did you do, Claire?
Ja ühel hommikul peale nädal lõppu üks mees küsis minu käest, Claire, mida sina tegid?
Well, I was part of the youth group at church.
Ma olin osa kiriku noortegrupist.
So we did a lot of really nice stuff, I thought anyway.
Ma arvasin, et me tegime väga palju toredad asju.
And then this guy who had never talked about church or anything else with me.
Ja siis see mees, kes ei olnud kunagi minuga rääkinud kirikust ega sellistest asjadest.
He said, you know, that's what I like about you, Claire.
Ütles, et mulle meeldib see sinu juures, Claire.
Every week you do something different. All the other girls, all they ever did was go to the disco.
Et sina teed iga nädal midagi teistmoodi, et kõik teised tüdrukud käivad ainult diskodel.
Now, he said, because you go to church, I know that's why you don't talk about other people.
Ma tean, et kuna sina käid kirikus, siis sa ei räägi teistest inimestest.
I had no idea that these people were looking at me that way.
Mul pole taimugi, et inimesed vaatavad mind sellise pilguga.
But people do watch.
Aga inimesed vaatavad.
And we need to actually show them that Christ is part of our lives.
Ja me peame neile näitama, et Kristus on osa meie elust.
And then in our homes.
Ja siis meie kodus.
Now, we could spend weeks just talking about this topic.
Me võiksime veeta nädalaid, et sellest teemast rääkida.
But instead I'd like to summarize it this way.
Aga selle asemel ma tahaksin seda kokku võtta niimoodi.
Extend the fruits of the Spirit to your family.
Laiendage vaimu vilja oma perekonnale.
And watch how the dividends pour in.
Ja näete, kuidas teile makstakse dividende.
And it won't always be easy.
See ei ole alati lihtne.
But it will pay off.
Aga sellel on oma tasu.
Because parents, what you put into your children now, you will get back when they're older.
Sest vanemad, see, mida te panete praegu lastesse, selle te saate tagasi siis, kui te olete vanad.
And then at play.
Mängu juures.
This is just life.
See on lihtsalt elu.
That is just one area, but Let us look at what it means to be a Christian in our play.
See on lihtsalt üks valdkond, aga mõelge, mida tähendab olla kristlane mängu juures.
When we go to Matthew 7, verse 12.
Kui me avame Mattiuse 7:12.
It says, so when everything do to others what you would have them do to you.
Kõike siis, mida iganes tahate, et inimesed teile teeksid, tehke ka nendele.
Oh yeah. If I want others to love me, I have to love them.
Kui ma tahan, et teised mind armastaksid, siis mina pean teisi armastama.
If I want others to be patient with me, I've got to be patient with them.
Kui ma tahan, et teised oleksid minuga kannatlikud, pean olema mina nendega kannatlik.
If I want others to be kind to me and gentle to me, I need to show that to others too.
Kui ma tahan, et teised oleksid minuga lahked ja sõbralikud, siis pean mina seda samamoodi näitama.
I'd like to summarize it like this.
Ma tahaksin seda kokku võtta niimoodi.
The love that God showered on you needs to be reflected in everything we do.
Armastus, mille Jumal kallab sinu peale, peab olema peegeldatud kõiges, mida sa teed.
God is patient, he's loving, he's kind, he's gentle.
Jumal on armastav, kannatlik, lahke,
and
sõbralik.
He has given us every reason to be joyous.
Ta on annud meile iga põhjuse, et olla rõõmus.
So leave here today, lighten up.
Kui te lahkute siit, siis olge valgustatud.
Remember that Grumpy was one of the seven dwarfs and not in the Bible.
Mäletate, et Toriseja või Tõre oli üks nendest seitsmest pöialpoisist, mitte üks piibli jüngritest.
Jesus came to this earth for you and me.
Jeesus tuli siia maale sinu ja minu jaoks.
And he didn't come just so that we could celebrate a holiday.
Ta ei tulnud meile sellepärast, et me võiksime tähistada mõnda püha.
He came to bring us hope.
Ta tuli meile tooma lootust.
And assurance of better things to come.
Ja kindlust, et tulevad veel paremad asjad.
But he had to die to do it.
Aga ta pidi selleks surema.
You see, the Bible says that no one is righteous, not one.
Piibel ütleb, et keegi ei ole õige, mitte ükski.
We're all sinners.
Me oleme kõik patused.
And it also says that we don't deserve anything from God.
Ja ta ütleb, et me ei teeni ära midagi Jumalat.
No amount of good deeds or religious fervor can actually pay for that.
Ükski kogus häid tegusid ja vaimulike tegevusi ei maksa seda kinni.
But Jesus died and paid the penalty for each and every one of us.
Aga Jeesus suri ja maksis meie patu karistuse.
And not only did he cover our sins with his blood.
Ta mitte ainult ei katnud kinni meie patud oma verega.
He opened up the way for us to go to heaven.
Ta avas meile tee, et minna taevasse.
If you're here today and you're not sure that you're ready for heaven.
Kui te olete täna siin ja pole kindlad, et te olete valmis taeva jaoks.
And that God has not really accepted you.
Ja Jumal on siin tegelikult vastu võtnud.
Let me tell you, it is very simple.
Ma ütlen teile, et see on väga lihtne.
In English we say A, B and C, but it probably won't work out this way.
Inglise keeles on see A, B, C, eesti keeles see päris nii ei tööta.
First you admit you're a sinner.
Esiteks tunnista, et sa oled patune.
You believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Usu, et Jeesus suri ja tõusis ülesse.
And you call on him to forgive you.
Ja ütle talle, et ta andestaks sulle.
Because the Bible says that all who call on the name of Jesus Christ.
Sest Piibel ütleb, et kõik, kes hüüavad appi Issanda nime.
Will be saved.
Pääsevad.
Don't delay another day.
Ära jätta hiljaks.
Get this settled today and go home resting in the fact.
Tegele sellega täna, mine koju ja mõtle sellele faktile.
Resting in the fact that you will spend eternity in heaven.
Puhka selles, et sa võid veeta igaviku taevas.
Let's live our lives as people who are saved.
Elage oma elu inimestena, kes on päästetud.
For those who are coming to the training this afternoon, if you start messy church,
nendele, kes tulevad pärastlõunal koolitusele,
be a light in your community.
Need, kes osalevad selles programmis,
let's show in word and deed that we belong to Jesus.
Olge valguseks kogukonnale. Näidake oma sõnade tegudega, et me tõesti kuulume Jeesusele.
So that others can see that they too can have what you have.
Et teised võiksid näha, et ka neil võib olla see, mida sinul on.
If you are wanting Jesus to be in your life today.
Kui sa tahad, et Jeesus oleks täna sinu elus.
Please stand with me as we say a prayer.
Palus tõuse üles, kui me palvetame üheskoos.
Dear Lord, Father in heaven.
Kallis Issand, taevane Isa.
What a wonderful God you are.
Sa oled imeline Jumal.
Thank you for sending Jesus.
Tänu sellest, et sa saatsid Jeesuse.
Thank you, Lord, that you were willing to make that sacrifice for us.
Tänu selles, et sa oled valmis tegema selle ohvri meie heaks.
Thank you for the hope we have.
Tänu selle lootuse eest, mis meil on.
For the love you give us.
Armastuse eest, mille sa oled andnud.
May our lives be joyful.
Olgu meie elud rõõmsad.
May we live as people who have a hope for the future.
Elagem inimestena, kellel on lootus tuleviku peale.
And Lord, bless each and everyone here today.
Ja issand õnnista iga üht täna hommikul siin.
May we be part of your kingdom.
Et me võiksime olla osa sinu kuningriigist.
And may our light be shining in the communities where we live.
Et meie valgus võiks välja paista kogukondades, kus me oleme.
Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.